Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters, live on Close Up Radio. And we're very excited to welcome a special guest to the program who absolutely loves what she does. Her name is Elizabeth Suarez. She is a renowned leadership and negotiation strategist, sought-after keynote speaker, podcaster, and also author of the best-selling book, The Art of Getting Everything. She's been featured on ABC Primetime and 9 News, WAPA-TV, El Nuevo Día, Univision, and Telemundo. Though her boutique consulting firm is designed to focus on promoting a diverse workforce, as well as coaching leadership development for Latinas and Latinos that are in the mid-level management, she brings them to up, really, their game, the up level of their careers, preparing them for next level leadership. And as such, her focus and vision are mainly to acquire a better representation for Latinas and Latinos, as well as women of color across all decision-making tables in this country. Through her role as an executive coach, she offers her clients the resources and the tools and the knowledge to navigate their transition into leadership roles. She helps them foster mindfulness and uncover blind spots, increase self-awareness, and shift perspective so they can become the best version of themselves. Elizabeth also teaches us the art of negotiation, which is critical to business success, so you can become better, stronger, and more confident. Elizabeth also wrote the best-selling book, The Art of Getting Everything, mainly aimed at the younger generation of women, especially Latinas, to guide them in their careers so they can flourish both personally and professionally. It is a must-read. As an experienced executive coach, she understands the unique challenges that Latinas and Latinos face, and she helps them navigate those challenges. It's a real pleasure to have her here, coming to us from Westminster, Colorado. She's in Colorado, and we're here actually on location this week in Florida, doing our shows from broadcast here in Florida. We welcome everybody who's listening from all around the world to this episode of Close Up Radio. Let's welcome our very special guest, Elizabeth Suarez of Negotiation Unleashed. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It is an honor to be here with you and also to be joining all your audience. So thank you for the opportunity.
You are very welcome. A real pleasure to have you here. And, you know, I like to dig in a little bit in terms of what makes our guests do what they do and what inspires them and sort of points them in the direction of what they end up doing that they love so much. For you, tell us about the journey, the inspirational journey, and how it guided you into wanting to do this kind of coaching work and some of the work earlier in your career that sort of blended beautifully in with your decision to really focus on helping others through?
Well, a great question. That's a quite a loaded question, but it all started with my immigrant parents that left communist Cuba and came to Puerto Rico, and I was raised there. And realizing the need of education as well as empowering yourself. So from there, I headed to the United States, the lower 48, and got my engineering degree as well as my MBA from two Ivy League institutions in this country, and ventured into that corporate world that I thought I was going to take over and do a great job in it, and I did. I mean, I went up the management ranks. But after two decades in that wonderful corporate world, I came to realize, wow, the underrepresentation of people like myself was astounding. I mean, I walked into that corporate world in the late 80s, and it was like, oh, my God, I kept on saying I'm living this me, myself, and I syndrome. What is going on here? And what I realized, it wasn't that there weren't other Latinos that were as educated and as prepared as me. The bottom line was is that we didn't know what game we were playing. I mean, we didn't know what the corporate world entailed in order for us to succeed in this corporate world. So basically, after departing to decades after being in there, I realized I need to enlighten other Latinos that want to follow my footsteps into corporate America or into business in general, and provide them with not only the rules of the games, but also the tactics and also ideas and ways on how to manage the rules and the overall game. And that has been my life dedication for the past decade of trying to enlighten Latinos and Latinas and also women to make sure that we are well represented.
That's beautifully stated and very important, leading you to this extraordinary work. Tell us about the work that you're doing, Elizabeth, as a leadership and negotiation strategist. And maybe you can even define for the audience the work of a leadership and negotiation strategist.
Perfect. So my focus as a leadership and negotiation strategist is to transform today's business environment, meaning where organizations' decision-making tables resemble the markets they serve. So in other words, if you own a company or there's a corporation A, B, or C that basically their products, their services is being bought by 40% of their market is Latino, that the 40% of their market is Latino. So for me, I believe that those decision-making tables from starting at the boardroom, going to the C-suites and other leadership, managerial leadership there, should have 40% Latinos. If it's half of the market they serve women, half of their board, half of their C-suite should be women. Unfortunately, Jim, in today's world, that does not exist. There's not a company out there that actually their decision-making tables represent the markets they serve. Unfortunately, there isn't. And we are, what, in 2023? It's sort of sad that we're still in that predicament. So as a leadership and negotiation strategist, I actually work with executives and professionals on their leadership skills and their negotiation capabilities. I'm basically empowering them in order to have a strong representation and be a transformative leader in the organization they choose to be part of.
That's fantastic. And again, I know you're so passionate about this work as well. You call it Negotiation Unleashed, the company name. Tell us what the name actually means and means to you.
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, my formal company name is Avanza Business Group, which means advancing businesses. That's what that name of my company is. The Negotiation Unleashed is how I conduct business because it's a platform I created within Avanza that focuses on leadership and negotiation development of professionals. So this platform offers strategic facilitation, offers executive coaching, offers workshop and speaking, as well as consulting to my clients.
It rolls right off your tongue beautifully when you say the name of the company. I love hearing it. And you focus.
I'll say it again, Avanza Business.
Yes, exactly. You also focus, and this is beautiful that you do this work because it is in an underrepresented arena. You focus working specifically with Latinos and Latinas. Tell us about that focus and the work that you do in order to foster these opportunities.
You know, it's a great question, and it comes down to the environment we're living in right now. Did you know Latinos represent over 20% of the U.S. population, and also represents 51% of the entire U.S. growth. In other words, the Latino population is the one that's the fastest growing because of not only birth, but also immigration. So we are a national population, meaning you can find us in every state across this country, including Alaska. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling to me. However, when it comes to the business world, we only make up 40% of industry management, while a quarter of Latinos between the ages of 22 and 29 are college graduates. So you're like, okay, so if we still have so many Latinos out there that are educated, that have experience, why only 4% of the industry management is Latino? At the end of the day, the main reason I'm so focused on the development of Latinos in the business world is based on the 2021 Latino Board Monitor Report, which indicated while the U.S. Latino population grew by 3% in the last decade, Fortune 500 Latino representation increased by less than 1% during that amount, the same amount of time. It is sort of mind-boggling to me. So due to that is why I have chosen to focus on Latinos and Latinas. I also work with a lot of women because I look at these three groups and I say, you have everything. You have the education. You have the skills. You have the knowledge. You have that desire to go forward. What is happening? And what is happening is what I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, is the aspect that we really don't know the game that you have to play while you're in business. I mean, we think we do because we've gotten educated and we've read everything, but we really don't know it from the inside. And I spent 2 decades in the inside as a woman, as a Latina, as a woman of color in there working. So I do know firsthand what needs to happen and how you have to operate, which is very different to how when we grew up.
And, you know, in the fact that you're really focusing on that, you have a YouTube channel as well on how to become a confident negotiator. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Thank you. The YouTube channel is Speaker Elizabeth Suarez, and I focus on providing videos, short videos. Some videos are only 30 seconds. Other videos may be like 2 minutes. And short videos on specific topics when it comes to leadership as well as negotiation. Some examples of the videos is how do you manage a no? Another example of a video is how do you ask for it, effectively? They're also how do you deal with disagreement? How do you deal with the fact that you were the last candidate for the job and at the end of the day you did not get a job? How do you get a promotion? There is a lot of information involved there. And actually, as we speak, my team is developing a little series video that is called The 8 Learnings About Being Rejected. Rejected in terms of a promotion, a raise, a lead, heading a project, et cetera. What are the 8 learnings we have to take from all of those rejections that unfortunately are part of our lives? And how do we manage that? So my Speaker Elizabeth Suarez YouTube channel is all about providing knowledge, sharing ideas, sharing tactics. I really don't want to hide stuff from people. I want to show them and for them to get knowledgeable and then become, get practice with it and become better leaders and go up the ladder, which at the end of the day, that's what we're interested in.
Knowledge is power, that's for sure, absolutely. And having the knowledge and the resources, which you help facilitate as a conduit of this energy, can really, really help people in an extraordinary, long-lasting way. You've even written a book called The Art of Getting Everything. Tell us what that's about, and what was the inspiration to write it, Elizabeth?
You know, the book is all about reaching a balance between your career as well as your family requirements and your overall interests. The book is written for the younger generation of women in which they now have their degrees, they're straight out of college or graduate school, and they want to conquer the world. And many times what happens is they become so focused on their career that after a few years of doing that, they feel an imbalance in their life. So what I'm trying to do is to educate this young generation of women in which getting them aware of what is going on, the importance of not only your career, but you also have a family that you came from or you're part of that you need to pay attention to sometimes. And then you also have an interest, some interest. Some of us, the interest may be going hiking. Others may be dancing. Others may be binge watching Netflix. Whatever the interest is that actually recharges you, it is important that you also give time for that. So the book is all about finding that balance while highlighting strategies and tactics on how to approach your entire career with specific examples, not only from my life, but also from the life of several of my coaching clients. Please rest assured that all my coaching clients are anonymous. They even picked up their aliases that were used on the book.
I would imagine the feedback as well, you know, when you take the time to write a book, it can be therapeutic, cathartic, and it could be something really extraordinary, especially if it's something you've always wanted to do. The feedback from people who have been benefiting from the book and have been loving the read, what's that been like for you? I'm sure it's got to be very satisfying and fulfilling.
You know, yes, it is, Jim. Actually, the best feedbacks are the ones of people that just send me an email. They don't even, you know, I've never spoken to them. They bought the book. I've never spoken to them. They went to my YouTube channel, and they maybe 2 years later, 3 years later, send me a message and say, hey, I read your book. I actually followed some of the guidance you provided there or in the YouTube channel, also the guidance you provided. And guess what I want to share with you? I recently got promoted. I got a raise of X amount. I recently got the job of my dreams. I mean, it is basically giving me validation that the information I'm sharing and that I am so passionate about actually works if you implement it and you stay with it. So that type of feedback is very fulfilling for me, and I receive that type of feedback on a monthly basis. I mean, I get it from my website, people just sending me these messages, and at the end of the day, Jane, it puts a smile on my face, and it just makes me realize that I need to continue working. There's no retirement in sight.
That's because probably for you, it's not even really working. You love what you're doing, and that's a sweet spot to be in on so many different levels. And the qualities, too, that you feel really shine, what are the qualities that Latinos and Latinas have that you feel tried and true would really make them great leaders? What you see.
Yeah, and especially in this polarized world that we're living in. I mean, many people say, oh, the United States is so polarized. I'm like, you know what? So is the entire world. I mean, I do travel a good amount, and I have seen this level of polarization across many countries.
It's unreal.
And what I say, it is. So what I say to people is that I believe very strongly that Latinos need to step up and need to be part of the solution. And I do believe we do have the solution only because of two qualities that are ingrained in us since we're born. And it's the quality of collaborating with others and the quality of it's not about you, it's about your community. Those two qualities is something that any Latino, no matter what country, no matter what part of the United States, no matter how you were raised, this is part of our culture. We're all about community. We're not about just self. Yes, we like to develop ourselves and help develop others that become our leaders, but we're all about community first and then self. And I believe in this world we're living in, and now I'm just going to focus in the United States, especially if you go to Washington and the political arena, everybody has their own agenda. And it's their own agenda that benefits them personally. It's not their agenda about, these are the constituents I am representing that voted me in. These are the constituents of this entire country that this is the agenda should be part of. It should not be the agenda about how I'm going to stay in Congress or in Senate for the rest of my life, or how am I going to get the benefits I want to get. And I believe Latinos, we have that. We have that aspect of like, yeah, we are in a leadership role, but we have to look around us, because without the community, we would have never gotten to this position. So I am just in this wonderful, you know, pilgrimage of making more leaders, getting Latinos more into leadership positions, because I think that community approach and focus with collaboration is so much needed in this wonderful country.
Also real quick too, slipping in, the sense of love of family is very, very important within the community too, isn't it?
It is. And the reason I only said community over family is because for us, community is our familia. It's our family.
Right.
I mean, I only have one family member that lives in the state of Colorado. Everybody else is throughout this country or even worldwide. But I have a very strong sense of community in Denver, Colorado. And those individuals that are part of my community are my family.
Very important, absolutely. The imposter syndrome. Now, this sounds really fascinating. Tell us, Elizabeth, what is the imposter syndrome?
It is something that I believe most of us suffer, and I even include myself with it. It's when you question your worth, your capability, your knowledge. Just sit there in meetings and they're discussing some problem or some issue, and it comes to you, to your mind, oh, I think we can approach it this way. But you question yourself that the way you're thinking on how to approach it is too basic. People may not like it. People may think it's not worth it. And at the end of the day, it was. You question if you're capable of doing anything. Wondering if you should even share your ideas on a subject that's being discussed. Wondering if there is an opportunity to lead something, if you should even put your name in the hat, because you question if you're capable of managing that project. That's what's imposter syndrome.
Mm. And you work with people on helping them sort of get through that and deal with that, first recognize it and then deal with it?
Yes. The first thing that I do when I work with individuals is that aspect of better understanding their background and also what they are, what they're hoping their goals are for their career and their overall life, and then starting to peel back the onion of what is keeping them from getting to their goals, reaching their goals. And most of the time is that imposter syndrome. They question themselves every step of the way. They wonder if they are as good as the people that they surround themselves. Many times they think they're not. So that's where you think that others know more than you. And no matter, Jim, if you have 3 Harvard degrees or, I don't know, whatever, Oxford, whatever you have, I mean, the experience of a lifetime, you still hesitate and do, I don't think I'm the right person for that.
You doubt yourself, yeah.
Totally doubt yourself the entire time. It's not even like 5 minutes. No, you're doubting yourself
right
on every experience and every opportunity that comes your way.
Why is leadership so important, particularly in today's modern workplace? And it's changed, too, from what I've seen in the folks I've talked to, more compassionate, more empathetic, more listening, more understanding, more hands-on involvement with the leader being more present and compassionate, not just the boss up in the ivory tower looking down towards everything.
You know, you described a great list of skills that a leader needs to have today. Gone are the days where the leader would set up that ivory tower and just mandate and dictate whatever they wanted. Now leadership starts at every level in the organization. Now leadership is about how you lead others. Even if you are the accountant with two other accountants in this organization, you still are a leader. Even though you feel, no, I'm not a leader, I report into a manager, that manager reports into a senior manager, then that one reports into a director, then senior director, vice president, senior vice president. I mean, come on, Elizabeth, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. No, it's not where you at. It is not what is your title. It's nothing like that. Leadership now is about influencing others. It's about transforming the job you're doing that transforms the organization into a better organization, not only from a financial standpoint, but also from an overall branding and, you know, being a community leader. So leadership is very important these days, that all of us should consider ourselves leaders, where we are able to listen to others, where we are able to be empathetic to what we're listening, even if we do not have the experience that that individual is going through, where we are able to share our ideas and collaborate with others in order to identify new ways and solutions for the problems the company is facing. It's where we can actually speak out freely and actually influence others, and others can influence us as well. That's the new leadership that is very much needed in the business world these days.
Exactly right. Yes, exactly right on so many different levels. In your expert opinion, have we progressed rapidly in achieving diversity and inclusion? Are we on the right path?
I would say we have not achieved as much as we should have achieved. And I'm going back to when I started in corporate America back in the late 80s. I feel right now that the youngsters that are graduating this month, the month of May, from college, which one of them happens to be my 22-year-old daughter, are
Congratulations.
Still, especially if they're Latino. Oh, thank you. Thank you. If they're Latinos, Latinas, or women, I can assure you they will be facing the same challenges and, you know, struggles that I faced back in the late 80s. Basically, the challenges like work-life stability. Everybody talks about work-life balance. I call about work-life stability, because when you talk about work-life balance, many companies say, well, you know, the months of January to May are the worst months. You know, you won't have a life, but don't worry. In the summer, it will be smooth, and then you can enjoy your life. That is not correct balance, and that is not stability. For me, work-life stability is that you're not going to burn out. You're still going to work hard and efficient, but you're still going to have a full life. You still, as a female, if you decide to have a family, or as a male, if you decide to have a family and you want to do a family leave, that doesn't affect the progression of you growing in your career, getting promoted, getting a raise. Also the aspect that your thoughts and ideas, even though you may be a minority in your organization, is still equally valued as the thought and ideas of the people that represent the majority in the organization. Unfortunately, I don't believe there is true equity when it comes to different representation across corporate America, across the businesses. I don't think there is right now.
My guest today here on Close Up Radio is the extraordinary Elizabeth Suarez of Negotiation Unleashed, sought-after keynote speaker, leadership and negotiation strategist, podcaster, and author of the best-selling book, The Art of Getting Everything. You can go to the website, negotiationunleashed.com, to connect with Elizabeth and learn more about the extraordinary resources and the incredible opportunities that she has for you. That is negotiationunleashed.com. Elizabeth, this was terrific. Thoroughly enjoyed this very important and impactful conversation and your authenticity. And thanks so much for sharing it with us. And hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe explore some more down the line, maybe even hear some testimonials and case studies. But this was a real pleasure. And hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you. The 30 minutes went by in a New York minute for sure.
It did. And thank you, Jim. Thank you for your interest in me. Thank you for this opportunity. And I look forward to continuing staying connected.
Absolutely. You enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for all the work that you do, Elizabeth. It is life-changing for many. And it's work that I know speaks to the heart and soul of who you are as a person as well. Elizabeth Suarez of Negotiation Unleashed, right here on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time, inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest. This episode is also recorded in its entirety, so you can hear it again and share it with those you think would benefit from it as well. For all of us here, once again, Jim Masters, Close Up Radio, thanks for listening, and see you on the next episode. Take care, and have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.